Chapter 18. The Cave. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. All praises and thanks be to Allah, who has sent down to his slave Muhammad the book, this Quran, and has not placed in it any crookedness. He has made it straight, to give warning to the disbelievers of a severe punishment from him, and to give glad tidings to the believers in the oneness of Allah, who work righteous deeds, that they shall have a fair reward in paradise. They shall abide there forever. And to warn those Jews, Christians, and pagans who say, Allah has begotten a son. They have no knowledge of such a thing, nor had their fathers. Monstrous is the word that comes out of their mouths, that he took sons and daughters. They utter nothing but a lie. And perhaps you would kill yourself, O Muhammad, in grief over their footsteps from their turning away from you, because they do not believe in this narration, the Quran. Indeed, we have made that which is on earth as an adornment for it, in order that we may test mankind as to which of them are best in deeds. And indeed, we shall make all that is on the earth a bare dry soil, without any vegetation or trees and so forth. Do you think that the people of the cave and the inscription were a wonder amongst our signs? Remember when the young men fled for refuge from their disbelieving folk to the cave, they said, Our Lord, bestow on us mercy from yourself, and facilitate for us our affair in the right way. Therefore we covered up their sense of hearing, causing them to go into a deep sleep in the cave for a number of years. Then we raised them up from their sleep, that we might test which of the two parties was best at calculating the time period that they had stayed. We narrate to you, O Muhammad, their story with truth. Truly, they were young men who believed in their Lord Allah, and we increased them in guidance. And we made their hearts firm and strong with the light of faith in Allah, and bestowed upon them patience to bear the separation of their kith and kin and dwellings, when they stood up and said, Our Lord is the Lord.